What do you think of eight teams, a game and a half of each other, the Big Ten standings?
You know, it's the Big Ten in the middle of the season. What do you expect, you know? A lot of good teams coming out of the Big Ten, and this year is just like any other, you know. It's going to be a fight right down to the finish.
Will you miss this? Or as a fan, obviously you'll be gone as a player. But, but as a fan, will you miss it in the sense of that pennant race feel versus when you split it in divisions and now you have a championship game and, you know?
Yeah, a little bit, but I think it'll, you know, it's still going to kind of have that same sort of excitement, obviously, if your team's not in the championship game. You know, you kind of miss that, but at the same time, if, you know, I mean, as soon as you get two wins in the Big Ten anyway, your chances of winning it, you're pretty slim anyway. So I think it's, you know, it'll still have a similar sort of feel.
How do you avoid the big game win hangover the following week? Yeah, what do you guys do in practice to kind of flush that last win and move on to another big road game?
Well, I think we remember, you know, last year more than anything else. You know, we come off of the big win against Michigan State last year, come home, you know, and Indiana, we have to remember, was up for three quarters of that game.
Yeah.
It took the most ridiculous fourth quarter comeback I've ever experienced, you know, to overcome these guys. This is not a bad team. It's a Big Ten football team. And, you know, just looking back at the times in history when it's happened before, I think we as seniors and as leaders, you know, the guys who are more experienced on the team kind of have to take it upon ourselves to make sure that the young guys understand that, you know, every game counts for one. You can't win a big one and then lose the next one and be like, oh, that's okay because we won the big one. No, every one counts.
Any sort of concern with this being the first early game that you guys have had in over a month?
No, we love playing early games, you know. I think, gosh, my first 2 years here, we might not have played a game past 11 o'clock, so, you know, it's pretty standard.
Yeah. I want to ask you about Adam Robinson. He came into the season, you know, everybody's talking about Jewel and Brandon Weger. Mm-hmm. He's up in the top of the Big Ten in rushing and stuff. Are you surprised at all how well he's played this year?
Oh, not at all. Not at all. I mean, you go back and you look at the way that he ran last year, and, you know, it wasn't, you know, as polished maybe as you'd think or as you'd like to see. But, you know, he was a freshman. What do you expect? But, you know, he's really coming to his own this year. He worked tremendously hard in the offseason. He's a great kind of guy, you know, always talking to the O-line, the other backs, you know, the quarterbacks and everything. Just has a great rapport with everybody. So I'm really not surprised at all that he's doing so well.
Is he a little underrated in the Big Ten? Because he doesn't get a whole lot of pub. Usually you look at the Clays out of Wisconsin, some other running backs, Denard Robinson, but you don't hear much about Adam, but he's right up there with the best of them.
Well, he's fantastically underrated. And, you know, and not just him. You know, I mean, Rick, you know, take a look at Rick's stats, and everybody talks about, you know, Locker and Luck and, you know, Cam Newton and these guys. You know, I put Rick's stats up against any of them. I put Rick as a guy and as a, you know, as a hard worker and a quarterback up against any of them. And it's the same with A-Rob. You know, he doesn't get all the credit, but, you know, he is pretty much the single back who has been running for the vast majority, you know, probably 90% of our carries for the last, you know, three or four games. And the fact that he's still putting up the same sort of numbers, still running just as hard as he was that first game, I think is really impressive.
Is it fun blocking for a guy that doesn't go down very easy?
Go
down easy.
Yeah, I mean, the most fun I've ever had, I think, is when, you know, you'll open a hole and he'll run through it and then he'll hit a guy and he won't go down, and so then you get, like, all the offensive line get to jump up and, you know, you get the kind of the, like, rugby-style scrum there, and you get to run up and try and push the pile. You know, so, you know, you wouldn't get that with a guy who just kind of gets, you know, ankle-tackled. So it's a lot of fun.
I got to ask you, though, regarding Marcus Coker, the last couple of years you guys have had two freshman running backs go for over 100 on Indiana. Is he capable of doing something like that? Should he get an opportunity to get some carries on Saturday?
Well, I think certainly that he has the opportunity to do that. He's certainly got the talent. You know, it'll be up to us to open some holes for him, and it'll be up for him to have the vision to hit those holes. I mean, we're going to have a lot of opportunities. It's just a matter of can we capitalize on those opportunities.
Julian, go through November here. Can you talk about a little being in the chase?
Well, I mean, we're right where we want to be, essentially, is in the chase in November, you know. Coach kind of always talks about it being, you know, the season has three parts. And, you know, you have to start the season strong with your non-conference, and you got to get through October strong. And, you know, we've managed to do that. We finished October 2-1. We're in a position, you know, to win the Big Ten championship, which is where we wanted to be. You know, things get interesting here in November. We just have to, you know, we have to see it kind of as what it is, which is an opportunity. But we can't look at it as November. We have to look at it as this is Indiana week, and next week is Northwestern week, and the week after that's O-State, and then the week after that's Minnesota. And every one of those weeks is going to count exactly the same as the one before and the one after it, and we've got to take care of business in all of them.